Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord, and I'm joined today by Bill Cohen. He's with the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau. Thanks for being here.
Sure.
Let's start out first with Senate Bill 5. That's the law that limits collective bargaining in the state. Critics of the bill are working on a petition drive to put the issue up for a vote by Ohioans. Bill, how is that going?
Well, the foes of this law are trying to collect about 450,000, 500,000 signatures to make absolutely sure they have the 231,000 valid signatures that they need to put this law up for a vote in November. And they've just announced they've already got 214,000 signatures. So they are about halfway to their goal. They've been collecting signatures for about a month, and they've got about 5 weeks, a little more than 5 weeks to go in their petition drive. So they think they're in pretty good shape and that they are going to have enough names to block the law temporarily and then put it up for a vote, yes or no, by the voters.
A Quinnipiac poll this week was released, and it shows that the majority of Ohioans don't support Senate Bill 5. What are the findings there?
This independent poll finds that 54% of Ohioans questioned say they think that the new collective bargaining law should be repealed. 36% want to keep it. So it's a pretty, a fairly comfortable margin, and that's what other polls have shown for the last few months.
But I understand that there are some mixed messages in this poll as well.
Yes. When pollsters ask people about specific provisions, sometimes a majority of voters says they like the provisions. For example, by 59% to 34%, Ohioans say they like the idea of requiring all public employees to pay at least 15% of their health insurance premiums. By 57% to 35%, they like the idea this law would replace automatic pay increases based on length of service and replace that with raises based on merit. That's another provision in this law. So they like some provisions. They don't like the provision banning strikes by public employees, though. And overall, when you ask people, do you want to see this law repealed? A majority says yes.
So what does that mean if folks are saying, yeah, we want some of these things, but we don't want the bill as it is right now? What does that mean?
Well, it sends a clear signal to both sides in this referendum campaign how they should fashion their TV ads. And believe me, there are going to be tens of millions of dollars of TV ads on both sides. The poll finds that John Kasich as governor is very unpopular. That sends a signal to the folks who want to repeal this collective bargaining law that they should put plenty of pictures of John Kasich in their TV ads and say, this is a law that Governor Kasich wants. It's a terrible law. Repeal it. That could give them some mileage. On the other hand, again, as I just said, because a majority of people at this point in the poll seems to like the idea of the law requiring people to pay at least 15% of their health insurance premiums, that might be something that supporters of the law might want to play up in their ads. And, of course, they're also learning from this poll that they probably shouldn't put a picture of John Kasich in their ads.
Another poll from Quinnipiac this week is looking forward to the Senate election in 2012 against Democrat Sherrod Brown. What are the findings there?
Well, first they asked the Republican sample, well, who would you like to be your nominee? The winner with 33% is Ken Blackwell. He's the former Secretary of State, the former state treasurer, and the unsuccessful candidate for governor in 2006. So he tops the list. Then comes State Treasurer Josh Mandel, and then way behind is former State Senator Kevin Coughlin. Then when you match those three up against Sherrod Brown and see, well, how would the incumbent Democrat do against those three, you see that Sherrod Brown beats any of the three by at least 14 points, perhaps more. And that's a lot of that is on the strength of women voters. Women voters very much like Sherrod Brown even more than the men do.
There was another poll out for President Obama in Ohio that his approval ratings haven't changed very much.
That's right. It's a virtual split when it comes to, you know, when you ask Ohioans, do you like his job performance? Do you dislike it? It's a virtual split. It's been that way for a little bit. And this poll by Quinnipiac finds that even after the killing of Osama bin Laden, which some folks thought would give President Obama a bounce, no. At least in Ohio, it doesn't give him a bounce. Again, the voters continue to be virtually split when they are asked what they think of the job the president is doing.
Of course, it's still a long way from 2012. A lot could change.
That's right. And as the pollsters themselves will tell you, all these polls are just a snapshot in time. The public sentiment can change radically over just a few months.
I've been speaking with Bill Cohen from the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau. Thanks for joining us today.
Sure.